You're listening to Utah Public Radio. It's 35 minutes now after the hour. Good morning. I'm Carrie Bringhurst. Joining me for UPR Newsline today is Dave Greiling with the Ogden Standard Examiner. Good morning to you, Dave.
Good morning, Carrie.
We wanted to update our listeners on what is happening in the case against Matthew David Stewart. That was the gentleman that was part of the fatal shooting of police officers during a drug raid of his home. There is an article in the Standard Examiner that outlines the fact that he is seeking public funding for his defense.
Right. His attorney has filed a statement of indigency, which basically means he's out of money to pay his defense. So it would be paid for through state funds.
Now, that could be a challenge for Weber County. They don't necessarily have the process for doing that. Is that right?
Well, there is a statewide fund that counties can subscribe to that helps fund these kinds of cases. Weber County, however, is not part of that. So this would have to be money that was individually approved by the county commission.
And any other news regarding the case? I know that his attorney is hoping to get more information about the warrants that were issued.
That's right. The defense attorney has filed several requests for documents just as part of the process, part of the discovery process. We do know there are four search warrants totally that have been issued in the case. They are, however, all under seal by court order at the request of the prosecution. So it's likely that the defense attorney may have to ask the judges to lift that seal, or at least provide him with the search warrants as he prepares the defense.
Now, there's also some news that the prosecutor is saying that they will seek the death penalty if Stewart is convicted. Also, there was an AP Wire story that said that prosecutors have filed amended charges against Stewart.
Yeah, that's actually what happened. They simply refined part of the filing and to make it clear that a sentencing enhancement regarding use of a dangerous weapon would apply to all eight charges against Stewart. So it was more of a minor tweaking, I guess you'd say, of the charges against him rather than any substantive changes in it.
So does this mean that the sentencing could be longer, or will it reduce the possible sentencing options?
No, it would increase possible sentencing upon conviction. It's called, as I said, a sentencing enhancement.
Mm-hmm.
Remains to be seen where all that goes.
Well, again, an update on the case regarding Matthew David Stewart, who was involved in that fatal shooting of police officers during a drug raid in Ogden. In other news that can be found in the Ogden Standard Examiner, details about a meeting by council members in North Ogden last night. A number of North Ogden City employees showed up for that meeting.
Yeah, there was concern that the council was going to take action on basically increase the cost to the employees of their medical or some of their benefits that they'd have to pay more to it. The council, however, instead just asked for a committee to be formed to study the question of how much city employees should be paying toward that.
Now, did any of the city employees have an opportunity to talk with the council about their concerns should cuts happen in the future?
Yeah, there were several that did address the council. And obviously it would mean more money out of their pocket if the council were to take any action along those lines. Right now it looks like they'll study the issue. They'll do the budget first and then form this committee to go ahead and take a look at what those costs should be.
I know one employee suggested that they be a little more careful how they word things in their agenda.
Yeah, there was some concern that the agenda item was a little misleading.
Okay. Well, that's, again, taking place in North Ogden. Details about that meeting. Other news about the Ogden City Council can be found in the Ogden Standard Examiner. Go to our website at upr.org for a direct link. Thanks, Dave Greiling.
Thanks, Carrie.